So, Monica, right now we're going to talk about what life coaching actually is. Because, you know, everywhere you look these days, you hear the term life coach. But most people would actually be surprised to learn what truly goes into the training to become a life coach. So could you clarify what it really is?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So life coaching starts with, you know, just focusing on your client and finding out what their overarching goal is that they're trying to accomplish. And by that, I mean, there's usually something that drove them, something's missing, right? There's a gap in their life, they're stuck, or there's these dreams that they know they have and these goals, but they have no idea where to even begin accomplishing them, right? And so basically, I feel like we're giving people the permission to dream, to explore, to travel, to experience new ways of thinking and doing. And by doing this, you know, there's special techniques and tools that we are trained to use along the way so that in that 1 hour period of time that we have when we meet for a session, we want to maximize that time and give them like 150% of everything we've got to pull that out of them in the moment so that they can then go do some action steps and hold themselves to accountability, right? And then the next time we meet, we're going to be asking those questions. Hey, what did you accomplish? And maybe what did you intend to accomplish, but you didn't? And now what do you want to focus on? So it's really a lot of concentrated focusing on them. When we meet, we are just asking them questions about themselves. We're doing a lot of listening. I'd say 80% of the session is us listening and connecting and trying to figure out where their life is out of alignment. You know, we're picking up on their values. We're shining the light on those values and showing them, hey, you have this high value of justice, but you have this work maybe in this industry. I think you're kind of out of alignment. Maybe that's why you're not so happy in your career. That's just one little tiny example of what a life coach can do.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good.
You know, in addition to that, I think life coaching is like you're basically a listening partner for somebody. Somebody that is basically just focusing on everything that you're saying. And then I know in the moment what you want to accomplish because I asked you, what do you want to focus on for this session far before we even started? And then we don't take any rabbit trails. We make sure that you are chasing after and pursuing that one thing that you said you wanted to focus on so that by the time that person leaves, we're hoping they're walking away from that session with something really powerful, something exciting to work on, definitely something they did not come into that session with.
Exactly. That's what's so exciting about life coaching. And I think that's what surprises so many people when they get the results that they didn't even know that they needed.
Exactly. And what's funny about what you just said, a lot of times the results were locked up inside of them, mm-hmm. but they never took the time to even think about themselves, let alone have somebody listen and really mirror back what they were saying and just point these, you know, amazing things out to them that they didn't even know. And then once you do that, it's almost like the light bulb just goes off and they have these aha moments. And that's the best, isn't it?
Yes, I love that.
Oh, well, we've talked a lot about what life coaching is, Carolina, but I think in order to even appreciate what it is, let's talk about the opposite, what it is not.
That's a really good point because I think that's where some of the misperceptions come in. And life coaching isn't counseling. You know, you talked a lot about listening, and there is value in hearing somebody out when they're going through a hard time or a struggle or a misunderstanding, but we're not counselors. That's not our job. And a lot of times counselors give action steps like this is what you need to do. This is where you need to go. We never tell our clients what to do. We always allow them to steer the conversation. And it's like what you said a while ago. I love being able to pull out of them dreams that they never even knew they had. I had a woman recently tell me, nobody's ever asked me what I wanted. And that reminds me of what you said about moms. You know, we get so caught up in life and what we're supposed to do or what expectations are that until somebody says, like, you know, what do you want? What do you want your life to look like? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? And they sit back until they come to that realization, like you said, and they have that aha moment. It's like, well, I remember I always wanted to do this, or I always dreamt by this time in my life I would be doing this. So we're not counselors. We're not here to tell them what to do. That's not our job. And we don't even have those qualifications.
Right.
And we're not mentors. I do a lot of mentoring. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I love mentoring teenage girls, college girls. But mentoring is an older, wiser person sharing their experiences.
Yes.
And we may be that. We may be
older.
Wiser. But coaching is not mentoring. That's a totally separate category. And so people sometimes assume they can categorize themselves as a life coach because I am going to help this young person and I'm going to direct this young person and I'm going to share my experiences, sharing our experiences has a time and a place.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
That's not life coaching either.
Yeah, that's very directive, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
A counselor goes backwards in time and they sometimes have to dig up the problems in order to help people heal. And there's absolutely a place for that, 100%. But life coaches, like you said, we are not trained to do that and we aren't certified to do that.
Exactly.
So what we want to do is assume the person's at a good enough healthy state. And even if they're working with a counselor, that's okay as well. Mm-hmm. But we want to assume that they're in a healthy frame of mind to be able to vision and to be able to think about their future and to be able to move forward. You think of it as almost like a stagecoach, right? Mm-hmm. A little stagecoach taking you from here and going there. And so that's what we are as life coaches. You're here, and we want to help you get up to here, you know, and you can't see my hands right now, but basically we want to help you get onward with your life so that you can live your best life.
Right, yeah. And, you know, like I said, with mentoring, mentoring is sharing experience, but we mentioned a while ago that life coaching is not about us. It's not about me. It's what we want our coaching client to pull from within them and what they want to pursue. It's about them, their dreams, and their goals. So I just wanted to add this little thing because we talk about this a lot because a lot of we have a lot of acquaintances that tell us that they're life coaches, or we see, you know, like we mentioned last time, that you see that term life coach everywhere, but not everyone who has a huge following is equipped or trained to be a life coach. So just adding that title on your profile does not validate you. And we talked about our training with the International Coaching Federation. We actually are required to live up to these core competencies, which is what you were just describing, you know, not telling them what to do, not imposing our opinions on them, not being directive. And so we had a lot of training. And to me, it reminds me of all of these people that jump on the internet as soon as they have a symptom and Google WebMD.
Yes.
It's like all of a sudden everybody's an expert, you know, because we have all this information at our fingertips. But with life coaching, I feel like if it were a life and death situation, would you really go and trust your life to WebMD?
No. In fact, you know, we have doctors in the family and they tell us, do not Google anything. Do not go on WebMD because you definitely will design a disease for yourself.
Yes.
So definitely with life coaching, you know, you want to make sure you're in the right hands, somebody that has been trained of what to do and what not to do and the different levels of listening and powerful questions and even metaphorical thinking just to get their mind, you know, tapping into a different side of their brain even and helping them to come up with these amazing things that they didn't know that was inside of them. And so it does take a person who's well-trained. You know, there were classes involved and even working with mentor coaches for a certain number of hours and, you know, getting our hours certified with the International Coaching Federation before we could call ourselves life coaches. So. And I was so thankful, by the way, to have you in that process because I remember right around the time you called me to say, hey, I am doing this life coaching thing, I was, you know, in the middle of, I think, my first semester and just kind of floundering a little bit and going, oh, my gosh, this is a little bit harder. I don't know if I see myself doing this. And then you called me, Carolina, and said, hey, I'm doing it. So I said, okay, I'm staying in the race then.
And I think we value, like, other people's future so much that we really wanted to have the best training.
Absolutely.
And I think if they value their lives that much too, just like they wouldn't run to WebMD, they're going to want somebody who's licensed and trained and best equipped to help them fulfill their dreams and visions.
Absolutely. I love that. So good. So true.
Now that we've piqued your curiosity about what life coaching really is and how it can benefit you, stay tuned because we're going to tell you why everyone absolutely needs a life coach. See you soon.